welcome to another episode of the Monday Mile podcast. Today's guest is a stellar one. She's the all-around triple threat. Actor, podcaster, presenter, you name it, she's done it, including the marathon. She's a part of a British institution. She's graced our TV screens for over three decades. She goes by the name of Sonia Fowler on screen. She's a mum and a lady leading the charge in empowering people on the screen. It's Natalie Cassidy. How are you?
What a lovely intro. One of my favourite intros yet, I think.
Boom, shall we claim it? I think we're becoming renowned for our intros on the Monday Mile. Natalie, where are we today? Because you appear to have taken very much hang on, off pace.
Stuck on
I'm walking through brambles and a load of mud.
This is Aldenham Country Park, which is very close to where I work at EastEnders.
Yeah.
And it's somewhere I like to escape to from the depths of Elstree Studios, because studios can get quite stuffy, you know. You can be under, you can not see a lot of daylight when you're in the studio. You can have 12 hours in those places. So when there's a little window or a little break, or if I'm in like today, you know, a little bit later, I might park up here and just be at one with a little bit of nature, because we need it, don't we?
Oh, we certainly do. Are you much of a walker?
I'm an honest person, as you know. I'd like to say that I'm out every opportunity. There's a lot of time spent napping. There's a lot of time spent sat on a sofa chatting to people when I should be out having a walk. But I do really love walking. And if I'm busy, I do really miss it. Because I've got a couple of really close friends, and I feel like that's our thing to grab a coffee and go for a lovely long walk and catch up. So that's kind of the thing that I like to do with my mates as well during the day, if the kids are at school, and we'll grab a coffee and we'll have a good old walk.
Good old march.
Yeah.
Isn't it great that it's also good for you? What an absolute win. Do you ever do the phone call walk? Because this podcast actually kind of started because I was so sick of people being like, right, we've got a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, excuse me, doing the lace up.
That's all right. We're having an intermittent lace do up.
Why have I worn cream trainers today?
Well, I thought I'd match you because I did ask if it was going to be muddy.
I am so, sorry.
I went for my old white trainers.
Well, you say old, they're really nice.
They're actually probably about 5 weeks old, I reckon.
Oh, wow, they're not old at all. You're just trying to make me feel better.
No, but I've worn them every day.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like the person, I'd get a pair and then just demolish them.
Are you a big trainer fan?
Oh my God,
that'll be right.
Are you?
Yeah, I love trainers.
Yeah. How many pairs have you got?
I'd say around 9 pairs, so not massive.
Oh, that's not a lot at all.
No.
Oh God, come to my flat.
Oh, really?
They're lined up around the...
Oh,
no. Yeah, no, problematic. talk to me about a typical day then. What does your routine look like?
What routines? Every day is different, which I love. I can go through kind of a typical, let's go through a typical day if I'm filming at EastEnders.
Yep.
Usually up around 6:30, jump in the car.
How are you with the early start?
Not great, really, especially not in the winter months. I feel like we are mammals and we should be hibernating, sleeping, eating.
Yeah.
And just be, you know, dig down.
Yeah, like get cozy.
Yeah,
right?
Get cozy.
Bed in.
Yeah. Bed in for the, you know, bed in for the season.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like we get a chance to do that.
So minimal bedding in.
Minimal bedding in, jump in the car. I'm not really good at going to bed too early either.
Because that could be problematic.
Well, you see, with the children, once you get your kids to bed, I personally need to have that kind of hour or a couple of hours on my own with Mark.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I felt, what is this life?
Yeah.
It's just work,
kids.
Dinner, bath, kids. It's just routine all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like you need that hour. So I usually go to bed roughly around 11-ish, which a lot of people, when you're getting up at 6 every day, they're like, well, how can you do that?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
How do you do that? When
just crack on with it. But I am a napper. I'm a massive napper. I love naps.
Well, you've never really gotten into the whole napping thing. Have you got a strategy to
do it? I don't
know
what you're missing.
I need a dry robe to... First of all, wrap myself up before a nap.
Because it is a coat plus a duvet. So if I'm at work and I've got, during the day you can get maybe an hour off, you'll get a scene break, I will just go into my room and I'm asleep within 5 minutes.
Wow.
But I'm a bit, you know, some people, it takes a while to get to sleep, which I completely understand, but I am one of those annoying people. If I've got 20 minutes, I can set an alarm and sleep for 15 minutes.
So you're cool if you've, say, got to travel somewhere, early yeah. start, just get in the car, asleep, good to go.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you reckon that's a secret to your success in being able to stay on? Because a lot of your life is on.
It is on, but I feel, if you were to talk to anyone close to me,
yeah.
my on is my normal. So there's no difference to me. Some people have a persona, don't they?
Yeah.
Some people may be more flamboyant within their working life or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm me. So if I'm doing pods or talking to you, you know, this is just me now. Obviously, yeah. when I'm working as Sonia, there's always a lot of, you know, it can be quite depressing, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shouting, there's a lot of crying, which can take its toll mentally,
yeah, I was
you know.
Gonna say. When it comes to acting, you are literally taking on that role. How do you leave that emotion behind when you do go home?
I think it's a learnt skill, but I started acting in EastEnders in 1993.
So 2 years after I was born.
There you go, brilliant. Remember it well.
Yeah.
In your nappies.
I remember watching you.
Yeah, so I was 10 years old. It's a bit like an apprenticeship, I see it as, really. I feel really lucky to have started so young and learnt from sort of all these wonderful women and, you know, Wendy Richard and June Brown and Barbara Windsor, Pam St. Clement. There was all these kind of legendary, powerful, matriarchal women around me that kind of taught me the ropes, and I kind of watched what they did.
So
and
how
that was
old
pretty...
were you when you entered EastEnders?
I was 10.
10?
So I was 10. I did 12 years, and then I left when I was 22 because I just thought, I can't just do this. You know, I'm 22 yeah. now. I need to go and see what... the world a bit. And then I had 8 years out, and then I went back, and I've been back for 11.
Did you feel like you had to take that break to see that there?
I just needed to not just do that forever.
Yeah.
I don't think life is about being in one place all your life, right? We're very, very fortunate and very lucky to be here. So you've got to explore it a little bit in whatever way you want, I think. It's very easy to stay somewhere.
I think it's safe.
And it's, you know, and that's great for some people. And people might say, well, you have played it safe because you went back.
But that's, I think, the interesting fact. You can always go back.
Well, that is not a given, is it?
It's not a given.
It's not a given. They could kill Sonia off at any time.
Into a similar role, so to speak. But maybe somewhere else, no?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
But I think a lot of the time in life, people are so worried to take that next step or try something new.
Yeah.
Through fear of failure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to be brave, don't you, right?
Yeah.
It's good to feel scared. It's good to have that trepidation. Otherwise, it's all a bit mundane and a little bit boring.
Were you scared to do something else at that point?
At that point, no. I just couldn't wait to not be there anymore, purely because I'd just been there for so long. And I was young, you know. And I got a tour and I did a play and I had 3 months touring the whole of the UK. So I was driving around in my little car, staying in different places each week. I loved it.
Got some farm animals.
Farm animals, yeah.
On today's walk. Love that. So EastEnders is approaching its 40th year.
It is.
What's it been like being a part of that British institution? I mean,
yeah,
most of the people that I know, we've all grown up watching EastEnders.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Sonia.
Yeah.
Is that surreal, or are you just so content within it?
It's really weird. I think because I started so young, it is like another home.
It's
not a job.
Wow.
It's my, you know, it's part of me.
So you're going, it's like you're going home after this, but you're actually going to
work. Well, I'm going to work, but it's like another home. You know, there's no feeling of unwelcome. I love everybody there. It's, you know, not, I know it's a cliche, but it's not the people that you see on the screen necessarily. But it's Jeff, the chippy, who does the wallpaper. And you know what I mean? It's all the people behind the scenes that I've grown up with, that it's just part of me now.
That must be such a nice feeling within your life to have that space.
It is amazing, yeah, because my mum and dad, Sadly, I've not got either of them anymore. They were a part of that place, so they both chaperoned me. People knew them. So again, it's a very deep-rooted love for the place because I'm still somewhere where I remember Mum and Dad being a part of. You know, it's quite, it's great. It really is.
And in its 40th year, obviously that's quite a landmark, February coming up.
Yep.
Will you guys be celebrating in any particular way?
I would imagine so, in some kind of fashion.
Yeah. Can you give us any little nuggets, or is it all top secret?
It is all top secret, but they're doing some great stuff with audience choosing stuff, which is really cool.
That's cool.
So the audience are going to be in charge, really, of certain story and, wow, and how it goes, which is going to be something new, something that's not been done before, which is great. And, you know, it's, yeah, like you say, the 40th year, it's just going to be full of twists and turns, no doubt some shocks. But, you know, we're leading up to it, we're gearing up for it, and it's not far away. It's the 19th of February. It's going to be a very
watch
interesting...
Yeah, the countdown is fully on. So growing up in EastEnders, you've been in the public eye since the age of 10.
Yeah.
Is it weird or is it totally normal to you that you'd be walking down the street, pop into Tesco's and people shout, Sonia? Or do you get Natalie more often?
I get a bit of both.
Yeah.
This morning I stopped for fuel and had to have a selfie with the lovely man in the shop.
Nice.
Yeah, it never quite ends. But what's really weird is I can't remember not being recognised, really.
So that's just your norm?
It's my norm.
That's so abnormal, though.
But it's my normal, yeah.
Are you consciously aware that, you know, when you go and fill up your tank or go and get some bread from the shop, that people may recognise you, or do you tune off to it?
Well, that is just going to happen wherever I go. I'd say it's more my 14-year-old. We went to see Only Fools and Horses, the musical, in those spaces, theatres, usually get quite a lot of that sort of attention.
Yeah.
I can see her really looking around saying, they've recognised you, they've recognised you. And I was like, Eliza, you've got to try and zone out to it, darling, and we'll just have a nice time. But I think for the children, it's quite odd.
Yeah, that's got to be quite hard. And then for you to see them noticing it, managing that.
Yeah, just smile and be... I always say, just smile, say hello to people.
Yeah.
It's so much quicker than being rude.
Yeah.
It's so much nicer to just say, would you like a photo? You're enjoying your evening, nice to meet you. And then they're happy and they go away, you know, go away in a nice sense, you know?
Are you consciously aware, though? Like, say, for example, you're at the petrol station, you decide to grab a bacon sarnie and smash it. Are you aware of the fact that maybe you shouldn't just smash the bacon sarnie because there could be people watching and recognising you?
Not really, no. Because it's not like the old days. So in the late 90s, early noughties, you had a lot of paps around.
Right.
So paparazzi was at the height then. So you would have guys in cars or whatever following you around, taking pictures of you. But that's kind of gone away now because we do our own stuff, don't we? We're our own paparazzi.
Yeah.
So we've got our own social media.
Hang on a minute, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do it ourselves, don't we? So I feel that's kind of gone away a bit now.
So essentially, it's putting the control back in your hands as to what you decide to put out.
I really think so. I know that, listen, social media can have its ups and downs, but I think if you use it positively and you're comfortable with it, I think it's really brilliant because you can put out what you want. You can follow great people. And I just think, again, it's like anything in moderation. If you use something well, it's fun, right?
Yeah. You're essentially controlling your own narrative.
Yeah.
But that in turn is kind of scary as well, because it's like, how do you want to be perceived?
Well, again, you don't think about that.
No, you just...
You just do what you do.
Yeah.
I don't think about a video when I post it. I've never redone a video.
I reckon there's not many people that can say that, you know, in the entertainment space.
No, I just go, I have a thought and I think, that's a funny video, I'll do that. It's a funny thing to say, so I'll just do that.
And in your podcasting, that's very, very evident. Life with Nat has been incredibly successful.
Yeah, so far. I mean, it started last April. I don't know. You're much more of an expert than I am.
Oh, come on.
I just look at stuff.
I saw you done like 70 episodes.
I know, 77 I'm on, which is cool.
Go on, put it up there.
Thank you.
This is, I reckon, about like 106 or so.
Oh, cool.
You're not really very far behind me.
But I don't really know. you know, it's like a completely different, it's just a new thing. It's like starting to learn about something else. So when people are like, how many downloads have you got? I just look at the screen and I'm like, I don't know, it looks all right. I don't know what's good or bad. I don't know how to measure this.
Yeah.
But, you know, people really enjoy it. I have a business WhatsApp number and I get messages every day where people are, oh, I've listened to this, but it's like a real community. And I text them back.
No way.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Not all of it. You know, You can be doing it all day. But a lot of the time, you know, I'll say thanks for that. And they're like, is this really you or is it AI? You can't be texted. I said, no, it's not AI, it's me. But I can't get back to everyone. But if I have time and something, and then I'll play voice notes in. And, you know, I want people to feel a part of it.
Do you enjoy the podcasting?
I really like it.
Very different to acting as Sonia.
Yeah, very, very different. And I really like it. A lot of people said, oh, you're too late to the party. Everybody's got one. You're so late. It's a bit silly to do that. And I thought, well, actually, I don't see many of them where they just have their family on or their mates on and they're just having a chat about mundane things. So I thought, well...
And I suppose that's what's different about your podcast. You do quite literally talk about anything and everything. And
yeah.
It isn't, saying earlier, the rounds of the same people.
Yeah.
You've not done loads of podcasts yourself, have you?
No, not massively. Grace Dent, I did Comfort Eating, which I really enjoyed.
Starting at the top.
I know, yeah, I did that. I did Off Menu a little while ago, which was really good fun.
Cute food-related podcast.
Yeah, I'm a big foodie.
Are you?
Like, I'll go home and talk about food any day, all day long.
I love food.
I love food.
Let's go back to your routine then. Let's do a routine day.
Yeah.
Podcasting. How are we fueling for a day of podcasting?
Pods. I tend to not really fuel during the morning. I'd say I'm a bit of a faster, so I prefer to start eating probably breakfast, you know, lunchtime-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll sometimes, the other week before Christmas, you're trying to bank them in, right?
Yeah.
So you get a rest. I did 6 pods in one day.
Wow.
So I did 2 of my own, went into town, did 2 there, or 3 there maybe, and then came back and did one in the evening for me.
Wow, that is a lot. That's mentally.
I know, but also before starting this, I did think, you're just having a chat. But it does take up a lot of energy,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It can be exhausting.
Yeah.
But I think that's the nice thing about walking and talking.
Mm.
Slightly more relaxed.
I agree.
It's less intense.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah. What made you want to do it?
For me, genuinely, it was being constrained to timings on Zoom and somebody else manipulating and controlling the diary. Can you do this time?
Yeah.
Between this and this? And I decided I wanted to take the conversation outside, walking and talking. So at least I'm getting something from this. I'm getting a walk out
of
this.
Yeah, yes.
As well as a lovely chat as well. So what we want to do is inspire our listeners to walk as they listen. As I was getting on to say at the start, it's like when you've got a phone call or a work call, it's like you can get out and walk and talk.
Yeah, that's true.
Rather than have to sit on the Zoom.
Yeah, so true.
I'm all about that vibe.
So
no, we've
got
our
good
podcasting, acting.
Yeah.
You've also been doing a bit of presenting. You are the all-around triple threat.
Presenting's brilliant because, again, I'm being myself. I love acting. I love playing Sonia. And I've just done it. It's been announced I'm doing a little part in Borders for BBC Three, where I'm playing an eccentric maths teacher. I went down to Bristol and did that.
Award-winning series.
Yeah.
Little cameo.
Little cameo in there. No, you know, and I love acting. But I do really like just being myself. I think possibly more so than the acting.
Are we likely to see you in any more cameo roles?
Well, I did Motherland a little while ago, which was fantastic. And hey,
oh, hi.
That was a hi. And I do love comedy, so I would like to do more comedy at some point.
You're quite funny, aren't you?
Funny looking.
Nah. You've got a really lovely, warm, eccentric way about you.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that description.
I mean, let's be honest, today, the first time we met, I just launched into your car because I was so cold.
But
come
I
on,
liked
girl,
it. Get the eating on, warm up your toes, and then we'll go for a walk. I loved it.
Couldn't have chosen a colder day to go for a walk.
You broke the ice swell, pardon the pun.
Quite literally, let's definitely not go anywhere near that lake.
No.
that ice will not be frozen. So borders and presenting.
And presenting, yes.
You sort of slipped us a bit of a clickbait line there. Did you even realise what you said?
No, not really.
You're like, kind of think I prefer being myself.
Well, I do like being myself. So yeah, I've done this show with Channel 4 called What's the Big Deal?
Uh-huh.
And it's a consumer show. So you know when you wake up in the middle of the night and you go online and you buy a load of crap?
I can safely say I don't think I've done that.
Okay, fine. Well, there's a lot of people who do this.
Okay.
It's not just in the middle of the night, but you know. So we looked at, for instance, barefoot trainers, vegetable choppers, LED face masks. And it's all things that people go, oh, there's a bit of hype about it, we'll buy it. There's a load of families, Gogglebox style, who try out all of the products. So you see them. And then I go around and find out more. I delve into the science of the product. Is it worth it? Does it work?
No way.
So yeah. That's really fun.
Cool.
It's really fun.
Did you do air fryers?
We didn't do air fryers.
Okay.
We did pizza ovens.
Oh, I reckon they're a gimmick.
What, a pizza oven?
Yeah.
No, they're great.
But they're not so much effort to like stoke it up.
As long as your stone is hot, you'll get a good pizza, is what I've learned.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to try that then.
Yeah.
I definitely got on the air fryer bandwagon. LED face mask, are they any good?
Well, it depends again on, you know, style of your skin itself and what one you're buying and how many bulbs are in it. But I just feel everyone I've spoken to has gone, oh, I'd like to know about that. So fingers crossed it does well. But it's kind of a fun consumer-y show that's coming out on Channel 4. So yeah, really looking forward to it. I think it's roughly end of Feb, maybe March time. So
unreal.
Hopefully when this is out. Yeah.
That sounds like the kind of thing that I would happily digest.
I think it's one of those easy, chuck it on, 8 o'clock, Channel 4. A bit like an Inside the Factory, what I mean? Like one of those.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes down.
Cool. I'm excited to check that out. You're quite into the watching of the GOG as well, aren't you? And you do quite a bit of chatting about the telly
on
your newer podcast
Off the Telly. Confusing, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, me and Joe Page have got a lovely little poddy for BBC Sounds, which is great. Chat about the telly. We've recently started getting a few guests on, which I think is really lovely. We had Sir David Jason, which was quite incredible, to talk about his career and stuff and life, which was great. And then we've sort of had the massive, huge Gavin and Stacey, you know, craze.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm with Joe, but we've spoken to James Corden and, you know, Adrian Scarborough and stuff. So that's all been really fun.
Unreal.
But yeah, we just sort of unpack what people are watching and give our opinion, and we do have a little chat about our own lives too. But that's great. It's a lovely little gig. Really,
what's
really
your
nice.
Favourite thing to watch?
My favourite thing to watch that I can watch at any time is University Challenge.
No way.
Yeah.
That's quite random.
I love it. I love watching clever people.
Do you
I think it's amazing.
No.
No. And if I get one right, I'm so thrilled that I just can't believe it. But I do love it, and I love the fact that if you turn University Challenge on, it could be any decade still.
No
because
way.
Of what they wear. It could be the 80s, it could be the 70s.
Yeah, no clue.
They're just so clever. You know what I mean?
I've
got a real thing for that kind of intelligence that I love.
Do you like doing those shows where, you know, like House of Games or...
Not done House
Pointless.
Of Games, I want to. Pointless I've done a couple of times.
How'd you go?
Yeah, not too bad. Didn't win, but didn't embarrass myself. The Chase, however, was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever done. Because that first round, you know, you have to sort of do the quick fire.
Yeah.
I genuinely looked like a potato. I was so nervous.
What do you mean?
I just stood.
How can you look like a potato?
Because I just looked like a lifeless potato.
Because you were so nervous.
I was so nervous. The light came down. There were the most simplest questions. Honestly, my family ripped me apart when it came out. I was like, please don't watch it. It's just so different to sitting in your lounge doing those shows.
How about The Weakest Link?
Weakest Link wasn't too bad. I did the Christmas special of that.
Didn't.
Romesh was quite kind.
Yeah.
I didn't do too badly. Never won one.
Never, no.
Blankety Blank I did well, but come on. It's quite an easy one. The Wheel I never got picked. I was fuming, just sat there.
That looks
quite
fun though, because you get to go around.
Yeah,
around.
It's quite good.
Within your life.
Yeah.
And life today, everything is very fast paced.
Yes.
Do you not find?
Yes, yeah, mad.
Social media.
Yeah.
Podcasting, everything's coming at you from every angle. How do you find the time within your crazy schedule to switch off?
It's hard. Yeah. I'm finding it harder because of you're a victim of your own success. So you start putting your fingers in a lot of pies.
Yeah.
And your free time dissipates, so you haven't got any. 25, I need to start calming the fuck down a little.
Okay.
And I need to start saying no.
Okay.
So I need to concentrate on the things that I love doing, but also say, actually, I'm not going to do that, or I won't do that at the moment, or I need more time to do that because I love being at home.
That's quite hard also if you're enjoying what you do.
Yeah, and then your opportunities grow because that's gone well, and then suddenly you're just permanently at work. But I've got an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old. The time goes so quickly that I need to really be at home more. I want to pick the kids up from school. I want to be able to go to the sports den. And again, sounds a cliche, but EastEnders is a very, very big machine.
Yeah.
There's 60 actors. You can't just request days off and get them.
Right.
So it's very much, you know, you need to be organised, put your dates in really early.
So
and you get your holidays in.
No,
it's great.
Like special treatment for
no.
someone that's been there for...
Oh, no, absolutely
since
not.
Since 93.
No, no special treatment at all. Which is good, how
yeah,
it should
that's
be.
Good. It's then fair, isn't it?
Absolutely. But yeah, in terms of slowing down, tomorrow I have a day off, for instance, and I just can't wait to just be at home. And I'll just potter, and the kids will be at home, and, you know, that will be really
but you
lovely.
You say that quite casually, like, oh, tomorrow's a day off.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a day off for the majority of the country. It's a weekend.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So is that not normal for you to have... A day
well,
the
no,
weekend.
Because of EastEnders being Monday to Friday mostly.
Yeah.
What you find is that my extra stuff that I do is at the weekend.
Extracurricular.
Yeah.
Monday Mile with Amy Fuller. Yeah.
But you know, I'll do some pods maybe on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll have a little bits and pieces that come in.
Okay, so let's talk 2025.
Yeah.
We're maybe saying no to a few more things.
Yeah.
That time off. What does that look like for you? Is wellness a big part of that?
Definitely getting out more in the open air, doing what we're doing. I want to do much, much more of because I fully enjoy it. And we can talk about it. I don't think we're ever going to be able to stop talking about it, that how good it is for you to get out and get moving.
Ah, without a doubt.
But there's people that still don't do that.
Why do you think that is? Because they're in... hibernation mode.
Yeah, but also I think maybe they've never experienced what it feels like to get out. There's a lot of sedentary people, man.
How would you describe how you feel after a walk or a run?
Energised. Haven't run for a long time though, mate. I'd love to start running again.
Are we gonna do the marathon? Come on.
Not this year. Not this year. You're joking.
I've got one for you.
Go on.
How old are your kids?
8 and 14.
Okay. So when the 14-year-old reaches 16.
Yeah.
Okay, this is something I did with my mum.
Yeah.
She spoke about it in the podcast prior to this. So I've been jogging quite a lot with my mum. In fact, the first time I ever saw you in person was 2019 with my mum and we did the marathon. So I think an incredible way that you can bond with your kids, obviously, start with a small jog.
Yeah.
And then you can join us, London Landmarks, half marathon.
That's a good idea. That is a great idea.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool
thing to do with your mum.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm working on expanding the crew. So last year it was me and my mum and Gabby Logan and her daughter.
Yeah.
And I've just tried to convince someone else. But I think it should be like a thing.
I'm up for it.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, so Eliza's 15 in September.
Amazing.
So 26, she's 15 in September. 16 in September.
I wonder how old you have to be.
I don't know, you just said 16. What are you doing?
Well,
my hopes up and don't know the facts.
I was thinking of like the Olympics. The Olympics, I think, is like 16 in some sports.
Okay.
So I was gauging it on that.
Hopefully it is. 16 or 18,
but I think
right?
Also, movement's such an incredible way to bond with people
yes.
as well.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And there's a sense of accountability there as well, because you're not just showing up for yourself.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also the technology side of things, as much as in our lives, it's so important, massive. We're not on our phones, are we?
No.
Having a chat. And it's when you've got these kids now, as I say, Eliza's 14, that it's hard to peel them away from their phone.
Is that
know?
Scary to see?
It is, yeah.
Because it is very different to when we were
It's completely up. Different.
Like, it was get out there and... play with the mud
it's
pie.
Completely
did you do
different
that? Mud pies
mud and... pies I did a lot I don't you know I didn't have internet until I was what 15. It was very, very different. I'm 42 this year though, so you know
You're young.
But I say to Eliza, oh yeah, I'm very young. I will say to Eliza, you need to put your phone down, love, because you are addicted to it. And she'll get really, I'm not. And I said, it's not your fault. Yeah. I'm not blaming you, but you're on it all the time now without even realising it. So you're always on your phone. I said, it is different because when I'm on my phone, I'm actually working. I am doing stuff. I'm not a doom scroller. I want to sit on my phone and just scroll.
So you're not doing the nighttime scroll?
Nah.
You're not shopping at 3 a.m.?
Nah, not doing it.
That's discipline.
I think that's my age. It's because I didn't get caught up into that. So it's not in my brain to do that. Yeah. I don't think it's anyone's fault who does that.
Because it is an addiction. Yeah. Like, without a doubt, I can, like, I have...
You don't
like
even...
A,
I mean, I do
don't
when
even
I'm,
realise.
You know, I tell you what, I am addicted. It's definitely... I'll open my phone to look at an email and I'm on Instagram.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to, okay, your thumb. The thumb I know, goes...
I was doing an email and now on Instagram. That happens all the time, right? But I'm not one for... I'm very good at going off... Getting off that.
Okay.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, it is. Do you like to travel?
Not a massive traveller.
Really?
No, I don't really bode well in the sun.
No?
No, I'm not one for laying down. I think I would prefer, I've never ever been on a snowy travel holiday.
Well, that needs to change.
Never. I have no balance. I can't ride a bike. Okay. I can't roller skate, ice skate. In 2025, I think you'd call me dyspraxic. I think if I went to... No, genuinely, if I went and sorted it all out,
yeah.
I think I've got a bit of dyspraxia. If I go down the stairs, I have to prize myself at the top before I go.
Really?
So it's a balance issue.
I don't think I've ever met anyone like that.
Wobbly, mate.
Wobbly?
Wobbly.
You're a wobbler.
I'm a wobbler.
But travel...
We love Cornwall. So Cornwall's a massive place that we love to go to.
Nice.
We chuck the kids in the car. We go for a couple of weeks. I love the beach, walking along the beach. And Eliza has done a couple of surf lessons down there.
Oh, cool.
So she really loves the sea.
So she doesn't take after you then?
No, she doesn't. She can ride a bike. She's a great ice skater. She's not, yeah,
oh,
she's
cool.
Yeah, but travel, I really would love to take them on safari one day. It's a bit of a dream of mine to do
into
that.
Your animals.
I just think they're fascinating. You know, you watch the wildlife docs and you see, look at all these lot. Because we are like them. Sometimes I see you
we
know,
are.
Like,
we're just in clothes.
We're in clothes. We do mad stuff. But they're the clever ones, right? So just, I'd like to go and see them in real life.
Don't do nature weeks like they do.
Which should be something we do.
Maybe we should do a nature week.
What now?
That would actually
be too cold.
Nice.
It's too cold.
If I was to give you the keys to freedom to go on the ultimate Michelin-fueled adventure, so we're talking off-road here,
okay.
Summer or winter, and you can take four people with you. You're at the wheel.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world. It's like life stops around you.
Where would I go? I think I would like to go to see the real Father Christmas.
That's cool.
So I would find exactly where he lives, because there's loads of false ones, right?
Yeah.
Like ones making money, but I would go
And find the actual
elves of Father Christmas in December.
Isn't that the North Pole?
Yeah, it is the North Pole, but where back there's loads of fake ones. So we're on an expedition, we're travelling,
okay.
And it's a massive mission to find the real thing.
Okay, I like this. This is very good.
This is what I would do.
Okay, and who are you taking?
I'm taking Mark, Eliza, Joni.
And you've got space for one more. Just to throw the dynamic, dead, alive, you can bring anyone you like.
My dad would moan though. If he was still here, he'd be moaning. It's too cold and stuff. He'd just want to have a whiskey and sit in the corner. Let's take Mark's mum, Jackie, my mother-in-law.
Oh, nice.
Jackie would come and she'd love
it. That's cool.
That's what I would do.
Love that. We like to ask all of our guests on the Monday Mile podcast, of course, if they like a Monday. Are you a fan of a Monday?
I like a Monday as much as I like a Wednesday.
There was doubt in your face.
Or a Friday, no. I am not one to say a fresh start on a Monday.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like all this. Oh, we go out on a Friday. We don't go out on a Monday. Yeah, I'll do what I want whatever day.
Yeah, I'm for that.
Happy with that?
Yeah, should we go out? Do you like going out?
Not really.
No.
It's so lovely. If you take me to a nice restaurant.
Okay.
I do like a nice tasting menu.
What sort of cuisine?
Any.
Any?
Yeah, I'm a foodie, so I'll go anywhere.
Okay, I reckon we should go to Asian.
Happy.
Sushi.
Happy.
Teriyaki salmon.
Yeah, lovely.
Go executive, bit of black cod.
Yeah, love a bit of miso black cod. Oh, let's go up to Mayfair.
Oh, let's
go. I'm up there. I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah, you know. And lastly, Natalie, do you have any life mottos or quotes that you can share with our listeners to inspire them?
Yes. My favourite quote, which I've got up in lights in my pod room, actually, is what people think of you is none of your business.
Love it.
That's my favourite quote.
So simple, but so, so true. Natalie Cassidy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Monday Mile.
Thank you so much.
And Talk podcast. Thank you for rescuing me from the cold and letting me get into your car, because it is -3 before we started this walk. Monday Mile listeners, you know what to do. The audio drops at 12 a.m. every single Monday morning for the early risers. Make sure you are subscribed, because we will be back next week. Monday Mile listeners, you know what to do. Have an absolutely wicked week. Woo! It's a wrap.